Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I want to talk about some aesthetics. James Harden definitely had a pregame meal, averaging 17 points per game over the last four.
That's unfortunate.
But James,
that happened last night. Greg Schwartz, I don't know who he is. He put this tweet out: James Harden and PJ Tucker to the Spurs. DeMar DeRozan, Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker, Rudy Gay, 2021, 23, and 25 unprotected firsts to the Rockets.
Why are we wasting time?
And
with
Spurs
that?
Fans all were up in arms.
Nobody wants James Harden. Did Greg Popovich tweet too?
Yeah, no, Greg Popovich did not tweet.
Did Greg Popovich tweet and say, delete your account?
If the Pelicans got three firsts for Jrue Holiday, this is what Harden is going to cost. And but listen, here's the deal. Every pizza James eats, it's one less draft pick. Every 16-point performance, There are a ton of... I think the prevailing thought is we don't want James Harden. Honestly, no. Well, if you ask any organization, now maybe I know for a fact because I got inundated with Toronto fans going, really? Yes, 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 we'll take James Harden. I'm sure Minnesota, Sacramento, I'm sure there are places that would really like to have James Harden on their team because they would be a better team. But if you're a good team, if you're a good organization, chances are you don't want James Harden.
You know, it's funny. I was, I think Clutch from Clutch Fans tweeted it out. It was like, or someone, I forgot who it is. I think he retweeted it. It was a graph of fan bases that hate James Harden since like 2016. And it was like stuck at 29 for 4 years until this year. And now it's 30 because the Rockets fans hate him too now. yeah, he's not a well-liked, I mean, yeah, you told me Toronto fans, but NBA fans have a lot of slander for James Harden.
I'm telling you, I think that Rafael Stone is really, really coming down to one or two organizations that he can trade him to.
It feels like he's actually
now.
Using leverage.
You made the point yesterday. What if he says I'm not going? You do it. You just do it, and you know there are other players. And LeBron said, you know, I'm not playing if there's no okay. James saying I'm not going. Whatever you'll go because there's 40 million. And oh, by the way, this is almost becoming an untenable situation even for James because
how do you walk back
his own teammate just said yesterday, if you're not buying in, then it's going to be awfully difficult.
Good for John Wall for saying that because if James can speak his mind publicly, then John Wall in a leadership position should speak his too and basically give the opposite message to fans, ownership, and teammates. Hey, if we can get people to buy in, basically I think John Wall would love to have James out of there too.
What is that locker room like? What's more uncomfortable?
James not
seeing Jack Easterby in the halls at NRG, or sitting there getting ready, or after last night's game.
Okay, so John Wall mentioned James subtly. Andre Johnson, for those who missed it, Andre Johnson was not so subtle yesterday, and he actually called Jack Easterby out by his name. Here's what Andre Johnson says. Andre Johnson, who spoke, I don't know, how many times did you hear him speak if he wasn't asked a question?
The last time he tweeted was 38 days ago. I think it was that was it. He tweeted 38 days ago, and then he tweeted yesterday.
Okay, so
this
is the
grenade.
Tweet now. He said, the Texans organization is known for wasting players' careers. Now, Dre's talking about himself.
That's right.
Clearly. Yeah. Clearly. And maybe JJ. The Texans organization is known for wasting players' careers. Since and Dre had his career wasted, make no mistake about it. Since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened in or for the organization. And for some reason, someone can't seem to see what's going on, someone being Cal. And then he says, pathetic.
For Andre Johnson, homage to John McClain.
Homage to John McClain. For him to come out and say that, for Dre to speak, and then wide receiver just said, when Dre speak, listen. Arian Foster said, I don't even know this Jack Easterby guy. I don't really follow the league anymore. But if Andre, if Andre Johnson said something, it's bad. Now, here's the question. Is this enough to start getting? I said on Twitter after this happened, if JJ pipes in now, the snowball becomes an avalanche and it'll carry either JJ or Deshaun Watson. It'll carry Jack Easterby out of the building. For some reason, I think Deshaun Watson is okay with it.
What if Charlie Heck says something?
Won't have any impact.
See, I wonder what the players now. We have a kind of a good authority that there's at least one player that's like, I don't give a rat's ass about Jack Easterby. Deshaun went to his defense with the dude that had the sign at the Colts game. Deshaun went to Jack Easterby's defense. Yet Deshaun on the podium said, people here think they've got power and they don't. That was a direct shot at Jack Easterby.
But so Jack was out. Jack was out. Omar Khan was getting rid of him for sure. Mm. Jack saved himself in one of the great Hail Marys in Texans history that once again went against the Texans.
Right.
It went against it just like the Jacksonville 2010 game. With Glover Quinn. So it went against the Texans. And even though Nick Caserio is a good hire, so it's kind of a weird deal. Like, it has impacted our ability to speak, I think, with consistency and speak with honesty about Nick Caserio because Jack has gummed up thing. Well, Nick is considered a good GM candidate.
He's inextricably tied to Jack Easterby forever.
Yeah, and I don't think he wants to be, and hopefully he will see that.
Who does right now?
Well, so I heard yesterday that it's been good in the building. Since Nick got there, real football has returned, leadership slash direction. Like, the direction is like an NFL team is run. His head's down. They're working. They're all working. They're happy to be working again and not have to do. But I've got it on pretty good authority from someone in the building that there is an overwhelming sense that they all want this taken care of. They want this done. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Jack out of there. Well, they don't want this drama. They want to get back to a boring organization.
Person yeah. Doesn't as long as the one person keeps hold and will Cal. Not and is for whatever reason won't budge.
But he did budge with Bill O'Brien, surprisingly. That's because Easterby was pulling the trigger on Jack.
Yeah.
Who's the guy with the gun that's going to pull the trigger on?
Cal's the only one.
No, but you need somebody. Andre Johnson's the guy. Cal knows. Cal remembers Andre Johnson.
Him under his spell.
I remember him. Yeah, that's right, Cal. That's Andre.
No, he didn't do that.
Let me put
Andre's got to wear a number 80 jersey and go tell.
No, in this scenario.
If he wears his jersey, Cal.
No, in this scenario, John, so John understands, Cal needs his Gandalf. To get Worm Tongue out of his ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's that king who
is
had...
Is Andre Gandalf?
Can you speak in Hobbit for
I'm
him?
I'm trying
so
to speak in nerd for him
yeah.
So he understands.
Okay.
The Texans need a Gandalf, John. Someone who will now break through it. The noise that Cal is hearing from Easterby and show him that he's put you in a bad spot.
Well, now, I've seen Andre Johnson beat up Courtland an Finnegan
orc?
Like a Balrog.
Or an orc.
An orc.
Like a Balrog.
Right.
What a nerd show this is with you two. I saw him beat up Courtland Finnegan a Balrog.
You know what's not nerdy?
And then you go, no, orc.
Getting recommendations on barbecue shows on Netflix.
No, yeah. Let me tell you something. He said Balrog, and you corrected him to orc.
No, I said Orin orc.
Lose,
I
didn't that's
correct.
A law.
I didn't correct him. I said Orin orc.
But
I.
Hey, John, can I recommend a chef show you've never heard of again for you to watch?
Yeah, Dale, if you're cultured and you don't just watch Marvel Comics.
Some chef you've never heard of.
Hey, just because you've got WandaVision lined up waiting for it to come on this Friday or whenever.
You can take shots at me, but you know what's more popular than your chef shows that no one's heard of?
WandaVision. No one cares about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? Chef's Table's acclaimed. Chef's Table's incredible. Oh, yeah. You losers wouldn't know.
Hey, John.
Because you're just talking about Balrog. Right.
Hey, what's that, Lance? Another barbecue chef show? Neat stuff.
Yeah. Good. Neat stuff, Lance. It's 8-11, 8-12 now, ESPN.
J.J. Watt. Pull the trigger, J.J. Deshaun. No. This is Deshaun's fault.
J.J. could be
I'm
Kendall.
Putting this on Deshaun. Deshaun, you want things to get better? You want guys to actually pay attention to the hiring process? You want coaches to be interviewed? All coaches? Then what are you doing? You could have iced Jack a long time ago.
Yep.
Get rid of him, Deshaun. Yep.
8-12, ESPN, 97.5, 713-780. We'll take some calls. The people want to talk about Harden on the other side right here. Don't you go anywhere.
97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, these are the shortest breaks in the world. No radio station has this short of breaks, people. So just stick around, hang with us, because we're getting back in a hurry. But it's very important, whatever those commercials say. Very important. That's another thing why you should keep on listening. Those commercials are vital to your life. 713-780-3776. LSU Brian wants to get in here. Let's take a call. What do you say, Brian?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, James has got to go. But like y'all said, who wants him now? I didn't think you were going to get another. You never get a superstar back in these kind of trades, but you were hoping for, Ben Simmons or something. But that's not going to happen. So you get rid of him, and I'm thinking you don't just get rid of James. Like, you tear this thing down. Gordon's got to go. PJ Tucker, you get rid of all of them. And you're not going to get superstars, so we need shooters. We need true shooters that could just shoot the ball from anywhere on the court. Also, another question. I know they haven't traded their first-round picks consecutively, so I don't know. I'm okay with completely tearing it down, starting fresh, get some young guys in here, shooters, and just I wouldn't say tank, but basically that's what you're doing. So I don't know if they have their pick this next draft or not, and I definitely don't want to tank if Oklahoma City's getting that high draft pick. So
they don't.
Y'all can tell me that.
They don't have any draft picks ever again. They've given away their draft picks for the next 40 years. So, no, you're not getting a. Here's the deal. You're right. Get a couple young players and get draft picks. And you know what? Here's the deal. You're getting a cancer out of here. James Harden has become a cancer for this team. You're not going to win with him, and you're not going to win without him. You're not going to win now. So that this book has been written. You just got to get him out of the building now. You really do. You got to get. There's two people you have to get out of the building in this city: Jack Easterby and James Harden. Those two people have to leave their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want George Springer out too.
Why in the hell would you say something stupid like that?
He doesn't want to be here.
Okay, so Rockets, Detroit's first round pick to Houston this year. It's protected for selections 1 through 16 this year. So if Detroit finishes outside of 17, basically the only way the Rockets get it if it's picked 17 through 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for this year. Now, if that's where it is, then the Rockets, basically if they're a playoff team, you're going to see the Rockets get their pick. If not, you're not going to see it. Portland's first-round pick to Houston is protected for selections 1 through 14. So that's another one. Houston could get that pick if the Portland Trailblazers are in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. So Houston could actually have two first-rounders this year. You need Detroit to be in the...
Yeah, later.
Yeah, well, outside of 16, basically.
Right.
But they could have two first-round picks. I mean, you need to have something. 2022, they have their own pick. In 2023, they have their own pick. They're going to have... Houston's going to have more picks than you think. Daryl just gave away picks for... Daryl was finding creative ways inside the language of the CBA so that he could trade first-round picks away.
Daryl, if it wasn't for Rafael Stone, they wouldn't have any picks.
Yeah.
The Portland deal and the Detroit deal.
Well, that was the Covington deal.
Yeah, both for Rafael Stone deals. So if it wasn't for Rafael Stone, you wouldn't have any. 713-780-3776, the number 713-780-3776. But yeah, you just get picks and maybe you turn something into something. That's all. That's all you can do now. You're not getting equal value for James. Of course, I don't even know what equal value is.
Kyrie.
No. Oh, God. Can you imagine Kyrie here next? After Easterby, after James, Kyrie?
Uh-huh.
Goodness great. That's the last guy. The last guy you would want.
He's in a situation where he was wanted, well paid, got together with his guy Kevin Durant, and doesn't show any desire to really want to play basketball.
Five games into the season, he said, "I don't want to play anymore."
He scapegoated the stuff that happened at the Capitol so he could get out of playing basketball.
The Rockets said the only way they trade the Nets, at least as it was reported, the only way they would trade to James and Nets was for Kyrie or Kevin Durant.
Stone.
Ta-da!
Hold on.
Let's do it.
Let's go rewind the tape. Rafael Stone has done a terrible job up to this point for letting it leak that they would take Kyrie Irving.
But
Lance, it's not even true. The fact that even came out.
Well, yeah. Even if it's not true.
And now the Rockets are like, I guess we'll do it. Look at this. Look what we've got. And the Nets are fine. We haven't even seen him in like a month.
Man. Kevin Durant brought him back last night, and I don't think Kyrie Irving saw it because he was on a Zoom call with a congresswoman. He's not aware of what happened last night to his team.
These are the things that players don't particularly get. Your boys, your friends, the guys you think you want to play with, you gonna learn. You think Kevin Durant is like,
what the hell did I do?
What? I came here because me and Kyrie, after I recovered from my injury, I thought we could do something here.
Wow.
This dude's not even...
He doesn't even show
up. He won't even show up. Russ was
at least show up. Like, James is at least going to the games.
Yeah, and Russ was like, let's play... James and Russ, let's play together. You know, we can get something done. Russ was like, I'm out of here. These guys don't get it.
No.
He's your boy, but that doesn't mean you want to work with him.
No. Let's get Jay in here. He wants to talk about Harden. What do you say, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I couldn't agree more. There are certain people that we all love to have a good time with. We would never employ if we owned a business. Hey, James just still doesn't get it. He hasn't matured off the court. Phenomenal talent, but he just really hasn't gotten it in life. And if everybody takes a step back and looks at that Ben Simmons trade that was proposed kind of early on, what would you think about that now? Because I really do think that Daryl is the only one in the league that probably would take James at this point. And then second point, I really am hoping, Lance, you brought this up earlier about momentum. I'm hoping the momentum from the Arian Fosters and the Dres and the J.J. Watts isn't stand tall, D. Watson, and push your way out. I actually hope it is get Easterby out. But what do you think the prospects are of Deshaun saying, get me out of here? I'm out, guys.
I don't know. You know, that's a tough one for me when Dres said that. With the picture of him, and this is an Instagram picture of all of a sudden Andre's really active on Instagram. I mean, on social media. Yeah. You know that? Notice that? So they take a picture at a game. It's Andre Johnson. It's Deshaun Watson. Stand tall, Deshaun.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground. And I'm hoping that the problem with stand your ground is Andre is stand your ground means one thing right now: fight to get traded out of the city. I wish there was a stand your ground as in I'm hoping that it also means
maybe not.
Well, what publicly has he said?
Stand your ground might mean get your coach in here. Get the coach you want in here.
But that's not publicly what he said, or that's not what's been out there. What's been out there is he wants out of Houston.
No. What's been out there is he wanted to be part of the process and he wasn't. So now be part of the process.
Well, it could mean that.
Yeah.
But it could all. But it could also mean he just talked about wasting people's careers in Texas organization.
Why do you think that he's already winning? They asked the Chiefs to talk to Bieniemy, which was too late because dumbasses didn't know that you couldn't talk to him after their bye week. They had to do it last week.
Right.
Guess what? But at least they made the effort now. And they could say, well, Nick Caserio wasn't here yet. Nick Caserio wants Bieniemy, but we got to wait now. But Nick wasn't here. So, you know, that's why we didn't talk to him.
Oh, you mean the guy that you didn't include me in the process of when you hired him?
I think it could mean stand your ground. Could also mean,
multiple things.
Try to get it. Just say that you want out of the city. It's possible, too, that Dre is like, I'm over this organization. I'm over him. And you know what? You've wasted my career. You wasted my career. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to waste this kid's career. No, stand your ground and get out of this city. It could mean that, too. But it could mean stand your ground. You know, if behind the scenes they've talked. And I don't think Deshaun's trying to get rid of Jack Easterby, though. I really don't. I think he likes him as a person.
We don't know. I mean, he has talked about people in the organization that think they got power.
I do know for a fact that he doesn't dislike Jack. Do not know that for a fact. He does not dislike Jack Easterby.
Right. Well, but Jack Easterby represents what's wrong with the organization. Jack Easterby could be the nicest guy.
I made sure that got to Deshaun.
Yeah.
I made sure he knew that this was... I got a phone call after a tweet I put out there like, I saw your tweet. Yeah, so, yeah, well, it's true. Deshaun might have the juice to make this happen, and this is the guy that's making things untenable for Deshaun.
Yeah.
Like all these things he doesn't like.
Yeah. Because he's in the owner's ear, and the owner just listens to him and nobody else.
Man, when Andre Johnson says something, the first thing I'm thinking is he going to dot me up and give me a four-piece like he did, a spicy four-piece like he did to Courtland Finnegan? It might have been a six-piece. I'm going to go count the punches. Let me go find that video. How many straight punches do you think Andre Johnson landed on Courtland Finnegan?
Four, five. There was a good five, yeah.
Has a team...
In a row.
It was awesome. I was on the field.
Do teams win with bad ownership?
Huh?
Do teams overcome their ownership to win? Because if you're Deshaun, you could try your hardest, and maybe Cal gets Jack Easterby out here. But you know who still runs the building?
Yeah.
Cal. So if he doesn't believe in Cal, what's it matter?
It's not unprecedented either that a guy, a premier quarterback, would work his way out of a city.
He only landed three punches.
That's it?
Yeah, it feels like it was more.
I thought it was at least five.
Watch this. Here's the first haymaker. One.
Boom.
Two.
Boom.
And I think an uppercut three. Not as many punches. I thought it was. Yeah, don't you it was remember? It was like a barrage of about 40 punches?
Yeah, I thought so too.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Nolan Ryan.
Carson Palmer did it in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer worked his way. He got out of
it. And then Oakland
said, I ain't coming. I ain't coming.
Oakland gave way too much for him. He looked like a disaster, like Hugh Jackson. What a terrible trade. And then Bruce Arians pulled his whole career out of the fire.
Yep.
And he had a good, you know, he finished his career in good standing with the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. Deshaun could pull the move. He could. And he could, if he stands his ground, if that is stand your ground, damn. Jacob, let's get him in here. What do you say, Jacob?
What's going on, guys? I'm just saying that I think Cal took that don't let the prisoners run the asylum a little too far, and he's shutting Sean Watson out. All right, hang up and listen.
Thanks. It wasn't the asylum. It was the prison, right?
It was inmates running the prison.
Right? Yeah, inmates running the prison. But
you think Cal's like, this is my, I don't believe anyone thinks Cal is on the, it's my way or the highway type thing. It's like, what does Jack want to do? Okay.
That's fine. Whatever Jack wants.
Yeah. I'm a very positive person about the Houston sports teams.
Yeah.
This is what I do. So I don't want to bring this, I don't want to bring this to the table, but just think, what organizations overcome bad ownership to win? Because that's where we are right now.
I can go back to the A's with Charlie Finley, but that's a long time ago.
So you have to hope everybody that Cal employs is so good that they can overcome any decision he makes.
There's been plenty of baseball teams who were not trying to win. Cincinnati Reds, who were just there for revenue share. They were just revenue share. They're not trying to put – they want just good enough, and they know they can't compete. Of course, that's the system of baseball. It sets it up. where it can be a little tough for some of those teams. It's better now than it was, but that's how it was for quite a while, as the revenue share teams just said, man, we'll just take a giant chunk of revenue share and keep our salaries low, and we'll keep making money.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling was accused of just trying to make money, well, just a money run.
And
with
the Clippers.
Clippers
had so much
He's
success
a nice
under
guy
him.
Too.
It was a good dude.
And the Clippers had all that success under him, too.
Yeah. No.
Tons and tons. I don't believe that, but for the record, I don't believe that with the Texans either. I mean, I believe Cal wants to win. I think Cal is just so in over his head as an owner.
No, he doesn't.
He has no idea. Like, you can't fire an owner. So he's so in over his head. I don't know. Unless his brother comes from another business and says, just get out of the way. Let me fix this. Which is the only thing I can hope for now. His mom is older, and then his other brother, I guess, who runs all the real businesses that have to be run.
He's had nothing to do with the
organization. Don't run themselves.
He's had nothing to do with the
organization. Yeah, I mean.
And he didn't want anything.
So I don't even know how this even gets fixed. If the ownership is the problem, how do you fix owner?
Well, there's a lot of places that ask that question. New York with James Dolan, with the Johnsons. There's a lot of places that have bad ownership. We're one of them now. And you know what? If Deshaun, I think Deshaun, everybody would be disgusted and hurt. And if Deshaun wanted out of here, I'd be like, can't blame you, dude. I just can't blame you. It's pitiful. It is pitiful right now what's going on here. Pitiful. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that. I want to talk about my man Lance Loken real quick over at the Loken Group. They're part of the Keller Williams Platinum Group, and it's story after story after story after story. Elma and Amado, they wanted to sell their Cypress Meadows home. The Loken Group, in just 2 days on the market at 11 showings, and the home sold for over $8,000 over list price. That's ridiculous. That is so good, people. And you're like, oh, that's not that much. Yes, it's huge, because the initial list price is always going to be higher than you. You know what? You're not going to put it on for less than you want for your home. So to get $8,000 more right away in just a few days, it's unbelievable. And Lance Loken will make you an immediate cash offer as well. And they have the buy before you sell program, which means if you find that home that you want to buy, and guess what? It's not going to be out there long either. If you find that home, you can go and buy it. They have a program where you can go and buy it before you sell your home. And you can trust that the Loken Group is going to get your home sold in a hurry. Their average days on the market, just 15 days, while the average for the average agent is 51 days. The number one team in the entire state of Texas in the Keller Williams Platinum Group, and number two in the world, is the Loken Group. So you're looking for that home. The only one that you should call is the Loken Group. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624 or the Loken Group, LOKEN, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This Bragg Dell moved to the head of the charts of the worst people, not only on the show, but in the world. In the world.
I don't think that break would have elevated me to that point.
Oh, yeah, no.
I just asked a simple question.
No.
There's a commercial I don't think is very realistic.
Stop. So, 713-780-3776.
What would Jack Easterby do if he had it to do all over again, not fire Amy Palchik? Could it be that simple?
Not,
because then maybe the article
Brian
doesn't.
Gain.
Yeah.
Brian Gain,
you know,
is
what
started this whole damn thing.
That's how simple it was. Yeah. You still were in the building with plenty of opportunity to climb. That's what you wanted. You're right. Well,
no, he climbed now, but guess where he's at?
Well, no, but
he
climbed into hell. You still could have climbed a little bit with Brian Gain here, and let he and OB eventually fight it out over whatever, and your last man standing. Then That's not your fault. You didn't do any of that stuff. You know, you would have come out smelling like a rose. If he doesn't go after Amy Palsik, maybe the Sports Illustrated article doesn't come out.
Maybe
that might have been enough to keep him.
But
from,
I think I don't.
I don't know sure if Florio
was,
is. Sick.
I mean, I think I think we know that Jack Easterby was behind the scenes. You know, giving Amy the business. But did he fire her? No.
No, he didn't fire her.
That was a Jamie.
But she had. No, I'm not going to say that she said anything, but I'm just assuming her and OB. Like, who else would it come from? Who else had all that info in that article? They're not allowed to say anything, I guess, because I would imagine with a severance package or whatever the case may be, if they're getting paid. If they're not getting paid, they don't have NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. They can say whatever they want. OB, I know for a fact, is not supposed to say anything. I don't know about Amy, but I assume those two helped out with all the details of the article. I mean, I'm sure they're like this to Jack. There you go. Have some of this, Jack.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I think if he hadn't gotten rid of Amy, you might not have Florio on the rampage. You might not have the SI article come out. Who knows? Who knows? Because he was considered a hero after Bill O'Brien was gone. Remember that?
Yep.
I'm like, this Jack guy's getting some stuff done. I mean, nothing after he tore the roster down completely and was a complete disaster from personnel standpoint. But this might even out now. He helped get rid of OB and then got named general manager.
Yeah, that was a problem. That's a problem. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Andre Johnson, front and center, all over national, on ESPN. It's the big story, one of the big stories today. Andre Johnson actually tweeting something. And the Texans, I'm going to tell you what, if Raheel was still, Texans Creek would be spectacular right now.
You know what a guy in the building said yesterday? He goes, Lance, I just want this to get back to boring Texan stuff.
Yeah.
He said, I just want it to be boring in our building. He goes, I really miss having a boring building. Boy, I do too.
Yeah.
I want you guys. I used to get bored by the Texans, but now I want boring.
Yeah,
I
no, this is much
boring
worse.
Personnel moves that end up panning out. They're like, well, that was a good value addition there. Who knew that this $3.5 million on a guard was going to pan out in free agency? I want moves that don't generate any interest or buzz. Something that ESPN doesn't even mention.
Mm-hmm.
These moves like, oh, just really sound roster moves that didn't make much of a ripple effect in the national media. I don't want the Texans in the national media anymore. It's never good.
No, it's never, never, ever, ever good.
Since DeAndre Hopkins,
no,
name one thing in the national media that's been good about Texans.
Well, O'Brien fired.
But that's not considered. It's good for us, yeah. But that's not a positive.
But that was a positive. Yes, occurrence. It was a positive for the organization.
No, I was like, look at this organization. They're already 0-4. They're firing their head.
No,
coach.
But they fired.
They fired their head coach and GM.
They made a positive move.
It wasn't covered as a positive. Let me say that. When have the Texans been covered as a positive? I guess Deshaun Watson in certain games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun's play has been a real positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Now his disgruntledness is a real negative. It's real.
Remember when after D Hop and Deshaun was putting out rap lyrics? Remember when he was speaking through rap lyrics to us?
In codes? Yeah. You know what?
Now I feel like that's getting ready to start coming back. The more things change.
Dot dot dot.
We already saw that one, like, this Deshaun's back.
Yep.
Subtext Deshaun is back.
Paul, what's up, Paul?
Hey, so, man, the situation is tough. And I guess my question is, the popular opinion is that Jack Easterby is, you know, if he's gone, then that's going to fix all of the problems. But I'm not too sure if it really seems like that. Is it actually that easy, or is it a little bit more? Is it deep-rooted in terms of the ownership? How do we return from Andre Johnson, one of our own future Hall of Famers, coming out speaking negatively, you know, against the organization. Yeah. You know, and then when you go and you look at it, you have other ex-players that are right there behind him endorsing it. Like, how do the Texans return from this? That's my question.
Yeah, I'm with you. This isn't an easy. You got to understand now, when Dre says something, this is not one that's just going to go away. That's, like you said, that's got to be a miserable existence for Jack Easterby. What I'm thinking is, is Cal, does he understand anything that's going on? I don't want to be glib about this. This is, it's really frustrating. I don't think this guy understands anything. I really don't. And Black Bauer says this, and this is how I feel. He said, here's a question. What the hell was Cal doing all those years before Bob died? Was he paying any attention as to what it takes to be an owner? Or was he in a room playing with his train? Okay. Playing with his train set. We're supposed to leave that unsaid.
No, you can't. You're not
That's
supposed to
read the
whole.
That's the subtle unsaid, yeah.
Hey, Anchorman, you're not supposed to read the whole thing.
I didn't read to the end. But that is a fair question. What was he doing all this time? You couldn't see? Bob. I don't think Bob was a good owner. I think Bob was very average as an owner, relatively speaking. I don't think he had a great idea about his hiring practices, but it wasn't terrible. He didn't overstep his boundaries. The worst thing he did was mix a metaphor and have really poor timing and couldn't read the room about a political discussion that he should have never been in with his team. But this is really bad. Like, this is Woody Johnson bad. This is maybe Mark Davis bad. Mark Davis haircut bad, at least. I don't know if Mark Davis is a bad owner. He's got a horrific haircut. If Cal, if Mark Davis's haircut was an owner, it would be Cal. It's
what
like
if
you
Cal
can't,
had that haircut.
No way. Then Hannah's with them. No way Hannah's with them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, even with this hair,
I swear, if somebody pulls out a picture of Mark Davis, Cal.
No, well, it looks,
I don't want that movie that poster meme created. No. Because I already know what you guys are going to do.
No. Simple, we don't want to see Simple Jack anymore.
But
do
that wasn't tweet. A movie. I was reminded that was a fake movie inside of a movie.
Do not
Tropical Thunder.
Cal.
Do not create a Photoshop of Simple Cal and send it to us.
Listen, don't do that.
That's wrong.
Dustin, talking to you.
Is this not the worst that we're actually saying this out loud? About the owner of the Houston Texans,
but to his point, Paul's point, how do you come back from that? How does Cal?
No, let me ask you this: Jack Easterby gets fired.
Yeah,
did that? What did that?
But you know what? You can get back to business.
But yeah,
it doesn't solve your roster. It doesn't solve your lack of draft picks. It doesn't solve your salary cap. You're right about that. But then again, we can at least now Nick Caserio can do his job without us, you know, up his ass about Jack Easterby stuff. Then Nick can act. Then the football people can get into just doing their jobs.
You know how many times we got to count? How many times Jack Easterby came up in Nick Caserio's press conference? It is a distraction. He's gone.
He wasn't ready for it, was he?
Oh yeah, I'm sure he was.
How does he know that the national? There's no way he could have had a feel for what Houston's sense was going to be about Jack Easterby. There's
probably
no way he's
not.
In New
he
England.
Was a, yeah, he was in New England.
As he and yeah, so as he's on the mic,
he came out. He saw that.
As he, we saw the article. He didn't know how we feel about him in Houston and the media. Brian T. Smith gave him the rough treatment.
Yeah, right.
And when he got off got off the mic and just said, "Holy!"
But they did.
What's with the Jack stuff?
But they did do the ice bucket challenge. Don't forget.
Yeah,
you got that.
Nick Caserio didn't do the ice bucket challenge with Brian T. Smith.
No.
Jack Easterby didn't do the ice bucket challenge.
I'm pretty sure Jeff Aaronoff did the ice bucket challenge. I'm pretty sure he did.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he did.
Or did he just spill a glass? Are you sure he didn't just accidentally spill a glass of ice water on himself? Like, what the heck?
Well.
Oh, you ice bucket challenge, Jeff.
But if you spill it on one of Jeff Aaronoff's counters, guess what? You just wipe it up. Because it's made of marble or something. I don't know what it's made of. All I know
is... it's not made of bread.
No, it's not made of bread.
It's not made of sponge.
No, it's not. But that's it. It's rock hard. And that's what Jeff Aaronoff does. He makes your stuff rock hard. All you got to do is give him a call and let him come. And I don't know if he makes your stuff rock hard. I don't know if that's the way. That's not the phrasing that I should use. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great way to renovate your home, your business, you've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years, and you haven't changed anything, you got to renovate, people. You got to. And if it's a big job, you need to really an overhaul, or you're building a home and you want Jeff Aronoff, and he can help you come and design that kitchen. He can help you design that outdoor patio. He can help you design your outdoor kitchen. He can help all the vanities in your home. All of this stuff. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. And all you have to do is give him a call. That's the kind of thing. Let him come and design your kitchen for you. All you got to do is give him a call at 713-880-2822. He'll be at your home, and he'll get this job done. You don't need an architect because you got Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
845 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number to call in to hang out with us here on the show. Andre Johnson, Cal McNair, James Harden. It's been pretty much, that's been pretty much our show for the last, 4 months. How dumb Cal McNair is, basically. This is the worst time. We've gone through two win seasons. All the crap with Bob McNair and, you know, Dwayne Brown, all that stuff that went on. We've gone through, what else has been really bad with the Texans? This is maybe the worst time that we've ever seen. We're 19 years into this thing, and it's just getting worse.
It's not bad. So somebody asked if it's worse than John McMullen, or you weren't here in Houston for that, and I was a lot younger, but John McMullen or Bud Adams. I would say no. Bud Adams was worse. I mean, Bud Adams took your team away. Bud Adams said, Bud Adams demanded money for a renovation to the Astrodome, and then 2 years later, he was like asking for a new stadium. But there was people really, really dislike Bud Adams. I think there's concern that Cal is just completely incompetent. At least for me, I don't dislike Cal at all. I just don't think he has any business running the team. I think he's a nice guy. I think Cal
I don't think he's smart enough to run the team.
No, he's not smart enough to run a team. He's just not with it enough to fight back against somebody like Cal, like Jack. And so I don't think he understands the hiring process. I just don't think Cal should own a team. But Adams had a lot of negativity around him. It's not even really close, honestly. People are upset about Bill O'Brien. Now they're upset about Jack Easterby. With Cal, we're like, Cal, can't you see this? What's wrong with you, Cal? But Cal doesn't give off a vibe of being not like a bad guy likable.
No, he's not at all.
Yeah, he's but he's not, you know. But Adams is, and as you said, he's like,
where did he go? I'm not sure. I don't know. What's the matter? Why are you shaking your head?
Del, it's legal for him to make that.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I didn't insult him. I don't know what's going on up there.
I don't know.
Who else if you had made that noise?
I know. Who. When you make that noise about people,
what does that noise mean?
Are you
exactly
complimenting
what does that
them?
Song mean?
No, there was an old cartoon.
And what was the character?
He wasn't very.
He wasn't very bright, was he? No. It's not a compliment when you make that noise about someone.
I don't know. You don't know. It could be.
So is it just your thing for owners? Because when you talk about Tillman, do you make that noise?
No.
Or when Jim Crane?
No,
you make
Tillman's
that noise?
Sharp. Huh? No, Jim Crane's
so
sharp.
So it's not an owner thing. It's specific to Cal in this instance.
Yes. It's very specific to Cal.
And finally, he's telling the truth at least.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Joey's here. What
don't
up?
Do that voice.
What up, Joey?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I have a question for you. Deshaun is very unhappy. It's either with Jack Easterby or the new GM or both. If you're the head coach, or excuse me, if you're the owner of the Texans, would you get rid of both of those guys, even the new recently GM that you hired, or time to get rid of Deshaun? Because he's clearly unhappy. I see James Harden all over again. And it's been like this since for a few months now.
So what's your question? Would you get rid of Deshaun?
Would you get rid of Deshaun, or would you get rid of the new GM and Jack Easterby to keep Deshaun happy?
No.
Because
no,
that's
no,
no, what it looks no. like.
You got a good candidate. Nick Cassero is considered a good candidate. We got to stop this. Nick is considered a good candidate. We'll see how he does. They didn't hire an incompetent guy. Not by any stretch of the imagination. They should not get rid of Nick Cassero.
But his question is to placate Deshaun. Would you get rid of him?
Deshaun will be fine with him if he's good at his job,
right?
And gives Deshaun a better chance to win.
Well, we'll see if Deshaun gives him a shot.
This is why you can't make horrific decisions like Cal has made, because you put two buffoons from a personnel standpoint in place who literally fantasy football owners would have done a 10 times better job than Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. And those guys, this is what happens is you get an impulsive guy like Bill O'Brien, just willing to do just anything. Like he's so impulsive that, and then you get Jack, who's busy being his sycophant. So horrific decisions are made that tore down your future. Like, they made it harder for Nick Cassero to rebuild quickly. People ask me, "Hey, you think it could be better next year?" So yeah, it can be better in a relative sense, but the roster can't be like the roster's not going to be good next year. It can just be headed in the right direction. Now, in 2 years, it can change fairly quickly if you do a good job of free agency. And in free agent money, which I think the Patriot way is capable. I think Cassero learning that. I think he's very capable of working the salary cap. But they got to get a cap guy in. Like, Nick needs to get a cap guy in, or maybe Nick has run the cap. I don't know. But they got to get a cap guy in. This idea that Jack Easterby is going to somehow help on – that was Jack's original plan, was to help on salary stuff. And there's no – Nick will not allow that. I don't care what anyone thinks. If everyone thinks that Jack Easterby is going to run amok, Nick Cassero knows what Jack's limitations are. He will never let him make football decisions. No matter what Jack's grandiose plan is, it's just not going to include being a football guy. But look how bad he and Bill O'Brien tore up the fabric of this team and their ability to build. They tore it up. So it's going to take a little time. It is going to take time. So I say that because Deshaun Watson is going to be like, man, if Deshaun stays, which he's going to stay, they're not trading him. But if they're 8-8 next year, that's better than what they were this year.
Oh, yeah.
But Deshaun's still going to be like, that's another year dead. Boy, next year, I need next year to work. Hopefully next year.
Well, Deshaun's got to understand, if he's going to be here, that it's going to take a few years to get this thing back on track. They're not winning right away.
That's
they're just
not going to sit well with him.
No. But you know what? You got to be realistic. If you're going to stay and you want to be part of this process, you ain't. What team are you going to that you're going to win immediately anyway? I mean, unless they trade you to an ideal situation.
But you can't. Well, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I guess they could win right away.
They could win right away. I think you'd be surprised. Maybe they could. Maybe he would go to. What if Bill?
Don't forget everything you got to give up for
him. What if
the Miami Dolphins look really, really good now because they have all those picks? If you trade Deshaun to them, they don't have those picks anymore.
And here's the problem: if you went to the New England Patriots, for example,
not a great roster.
Well, but actually, they do have an early pick this year too. No, but they had seven starters on defense opt out, so they got a chance to get better fairly quickly. I don't know. You can turn it around a lot faster.
Not here in
football, but the problem is here. Your roster's so bad, and this idea that they're not this roster's really bad, and you don't have picks, and you don't have salary cap.
No,
and then when you say, "Oh yes, you do, Lance," all you got to do is cut JJ, cut Bernard McKinney, cut this guy, cut that. But then you got to replace those guys.
Yeah, with
you have to replace
lesser
those
players.
Guys.
Well, I guess lesser players. Well, get this, and we got to get full board up here to want to talk about this. But look at this. Jack Easterby apparently is having it going at it with a guy on Twitter.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh. H-Town Sports, John, we're going to get this ship trending. Only he didn't say ship. F Easterby, hashtag fire Easterby. Jack Easterby came back and said, you need to delete this tweet. tweets like this lead to a misrepresentation of personnel, I think he meant personnel, inside of the Texans organization. This tweet is meant to help damage a reputation and spread misinformation. It needs to be deleted. LMAO, you really DMing me about a tweet?
Keep going. I am.
And then it goes on. He says, I'm not mad at the tweet. I'm mad at the fact you are spreading lies, things that are hurting myself and others within the organization. Bro, you're a clown that nobody likes. If you're so effing butthurt over a fan's angry tweet, you shouldn't be on Twitter, big dog. That is true. Jack Easterby needs to not be answering and directly to people that are criticizing him. Otherwise, he won't get anything done.
Look, Jack, yeah, he'll be busy the whole day. Listen, Jack Easterby is dead man walking in Houston.
Yeah.
Whether he knows it or not, and I certainly don't mean that literally. I just mean his time in Houston, whether he knows it or not, he is on borrowed time now. Now, how long that lasts, we will see. But Jack Easterby is done. He's just inside the building, alive in the building, but his time in the building, he is going to be a figuratively, you know, dead man in the building. He's just going through the motions right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in Heat when Robert De Niro says, you know, who am I talking to? Whenever he calls Wangro or whoever it was that pissed off Robert De Niro in Heat, and he goes, because there is a dead man talking on the other end of this line. And that's when you realize, crap. They knew, because Neil McCauley could get things done. In Heat, he could get things done. Jack, whether he knows it or not, I think Andre, it may happen before this, Andre is the official beginning of the end.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how it's going to play out, but Jack's done. Yeah. And Jack's, the fact that he's responding to a tweet and a direct message.
That's bad.
All that should tell you is that this is really in his head now.
Julio, Chuck, Liff. We got you guys on the other side. This is a quick break. No problem. Don't you go anywhere. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Any thoughts on this?
You could be listening to the show on your patio at Texas Custom Patios. They build the very best patios in the entire state. They win awards year after year after year for design, for presentation, for just the building itself, the quality. Go look at the before and afters. The important thing about before and afters is you can see the after first. And you say, God, that's incredible. I could never get something like that. I could never have something. I don't have that kind of house. And then you go see the before and you realize, wait a minute, I do have this kind of house. This is built onto the house, this patio. And what it does is it makes your entire house feel like a different house. It really does. Not only is it a great spot to go out, entertain guests, family members, go outside and watch your games, go outside and have a drink, have your outdoor kitchen. Whatever the case is, they'll build it for you. It'll look beautiful. But the before and after really does give you a sense of that this could be yours. This could turn your house into an amazing home. And that's what my friends over at Texas Custom Patios want to do for you. They got financing available. But the most important thing is when they give you a price, when they give you a timetable, it is set and it will not change. And the work that you get is unbelievable quality. I know for a fact because I love my patio from Texas CustomPatios.com. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.